The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Reasons why the Torah only mentions Schar in this world. Because people live in this world. We are in the month of Av, a time of bringing ourselves to relive the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, the Chovim Salvavis was in the middle of discussing various reasons why Sharon Olam Hava is not mentioned in the Torah. So one of the reasons is that the Torah, Shefich Sav, was written for people that are living in this world. And therefore, when you want to be mashpia on somebody, if you tell them that you do this, in 100 years from now something's going to happen. It doesn't have much effect. But if you tell them that if you do this, something can happen to you now, what may bother, then it has much more powerful effect. The idea of Schar V'Onesh, that's written in the Torah, is to attract us to do the will of Hashem and to push us away from going away from doing things against the will of Hashem. So therefore it says, dafka things that are happen in this world. And that's the way it was. This is one of the things to think about. And this week, it's a week of reminding us of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. It says, if you do the will of Hashem, v'nasati shalom ba'oretz, there will be peace in your land. At the time that we're doing the works of Hashem, there were no wars in Christ, so we didn't have to be afraid of anybody. We didn't have to be afraid of Yom Ganovim. If you do it when Christ were oil regular, they just left the houses open. Didn't have to lock it up. Nobody would come in. We're close to Hashem. Hashem makes a special shmirah over us, not only in spiritual matters, even in physical matters. It says, different things are described in the Torah, and the Gemara and the Chazal are full of it, a tremendous abundance of all the natural things we needed, the dvash, the Chovim Dvash describes from the goats and from the figs. The figs were so full of juices, they would drip down on the ground and make like a river of sweetness. Now people don't even eat figs, they're so full of bugs. But also then, the bugs and all the mazikim, the negative things, are also a factor of a lower level of Shoraz Hashchina. It says even Shenitla Taira, it's a Mishnah, and the Seita Nitl Tama Peiris. The taste of fruit is not the same when our level of Taira is less. If you notice it, I know other countries, but I know in America, the fruit didn't taste as good as the fruit there to show. I always think to myself, even though we don't have the level of Taira we had in the time of Beis HaMikdash, but still the level of Taira here in Eretz Yisrael is higher than that in America. And it even affects the fruit. So now's the time, this week, to remind ourselves a little bit more of what we have lost. We don't eat meat, we don't drink wine this week. Also to remind ourselves that we used to bring a meat offering, korbanos, shlamim, oila, whatever. The shlamim would be, part goes to Hashem, part to us. We are kavayochel sharing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that eating, even though...
Kol HaLashon.
It's a physical thing, but it uplifted us. When a person poured a korban shalomim, surely korban toida, he would be meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He focused on all the good things he's getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact is, they have an animal to bring. So we don't have korbanos nowadays, but we have avodah shebelev, which is the welcome korbanos. Our tefillah has the power of korbanos. And it's a time to focus on our tefillah, put a little bit more effort into our tefillah, because that's Makor HaBracha. making 19 brachas. Every bracha is a lashon of bracha. It opens the gates of bracha panos. It's in our hands. If we're in a rush all year round, maybe this week, if we're not taking off from work or from our regular interactions, at least say, you know what, I'm going to give myself another 5-10 minutes in the course of the day. Then I'm zipping out at the end of Shacharis or Mincha. I'm going to stay there another minute or two just to say everything till the end. I have tremendous hashpah on us. Somebody reminded me of something I said the other year. The Vilna Gaon explains that the idea of not eating meat and drinking wine from Rosh Chodesh, even though in the Gemara it says it's only in the Sudam Afsekis, that before you can let eat meat and drink wine. But the Etzem, we should never be eating meat and drinking wine, because after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have his meat and wine, no Kabbanis and no Nesachim, so how can we eat meat and drink wine? We should stop it from the Tzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara brings in Bava Basra that after the Churban Levet, people stopped eating meat and drinking wine. So Chazal told them, not going to hold that. You're not going to do anything that was done in the Beit HaMikdash. You can't eat fruits, can't eat bread, because there were Menachas, Bikurim, and can't drink water, there's a Chamayim. So they said, says the Vilna Gaon, an amazing thing. He says, not eating meat and drinking wine the whole year is too much. But for 9 days, not eating meat and drinking wine, not even 9 days, 8 days, that's something that we can't handle. And therefore, we revert back to the natural state we should be. Or the natural state a Jew and Gola should be is, I can't eat meat and drink wine. Hashem's not eating his meat and getting his wine. How can I do it? So I added to this, it's a little bit sarcastic, maybe, but I said, to have us have kavana the entire year on these beautiful brachas, Hashem should gather us back together again, Shiva Shoftainer, bring our holy Torah leaders back again, the Sanhedrin, Yerushalayim Yichavarachim Toshuv, V'timach Dovr, Yishav, the Beis HaMikdash, and have Mashiach, Yechazen, and have Shulchatim Berachamim. To have kavana that the whole year is kemat the b'china, unfortunately, of Gzeirus and Yisibel Yochel Amzoi. Too much. But for 1 week a year, to make a special effort, go out of my way to have kavana in these brachas, that's something we can do. But we can only do it if we make an ace academy. We say, this week is a different week. It's a special week. It's a week that I'm really putting more effort to realize how much we have lost and how much we're yearning for. Not only the physical things that we've lost, but the spiritual things, the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be zeichu met to take advantage of the week. It's a beautiful, uplifting feeling. And you should know, if you missed it, suddenly you wake up and you're ready by L'kayin Etzar. Even by L'kayin Etzar, you can say this bracha. You don't say bracha Hashem, but the idea of the bracha. To make those requests, as long as you say the bracha Hashem at the end, you can make them later also. But we shouldn't let a day go by without making these requests and really feeling them. And Mir Hashem, we show HaKadosh Baruch how close we are to Him, and He'll show us how close He is to us, and we'll be zeichet to the Gula of the Heir.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.